Putting severe constraints on three states to fight COVID, including the country's biggest economy, New South Wales, means another lurch for the national economy, with new talk of another recession. Lockdowns have sent the retail sector into retreat. They've ground the construction sector in Sydney to a halt, and other industries like the arts are teetering again too. Today, the Prime Minister confirmed more than 518,000 people in New South Wales alone have applied for disaster payments, as he conceded that the economic damage will be sizeable. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
60-year-old marketing consultant Anton is anxious to find work, but it's frustrating. He recalls a recent unsuccessful phone interview.
And then she said, oh, could you tell me a song that you like, which is relevant? So I thought, well, you know, should I make it hip-hop or should I do something? And she goes, no, just something from the past. I said, okay, let it be. And she said, who did that? And I said, oh, the Beatles. And then I suddenly got an email afterwards. Sorry, your application didn't make it.
He believes his age and reluctance from bosses to hire due to COVID are working against him.
Everybody's very hesitant to take somebody on, and everything's short-term contract, and there's no plans for the future. So you have to change your mindset to think, well, okay, here we are, I'm going to make a career, and sort of go with the flow because, to be honest, everybody's living in this faux environment at the moment.
Lockdowns, while necessary to contain the spread of coronavirus, suck the life out of an economy. Retail trade across the country declined in June because restrictions in New South Wales started before the end of the month. Gareth Aird is the Commonwealth Bank's head of Australian economics. He says the retail sector is the canary in the coal mine.
You know, by definition, if you're telling households and businesses to stay at home and stop doing things, then you'll get less production. So I think the risk is the longer this lockdown goes on for, without sort of additional support, we won't get as fast a snap back as we might have thought otherwise.
The National Australia Bank and Westpac concede, as does the Prime Minister, that the economy will go backwards in the September quarter. But they think it will snap back at the end of the year as shoppers return to the stores and the economy opens up. That forecast is based on a key assumption that the lockdowns will end in a few weeks. Deakin University Chair of Epidemiology Catherine Bennett says they're wrong to assume that.
I think it is optimistic to think we'll have no more lockdowns after this. So, you know, I think that's something we just have to be prepared for. But at the same time, we can reduce the likelihood of lockdowns by lifting our vaccination rates. And so it really depends how those two things work together. If we don't get those things right, then I think we have to be aware that this could play on for longer.
The question then is there enough economic support to hold the economy up through this period? Requests for disaster payments are coming in thick and fast, especially in New South Wales. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says needs are being met.
In total, $257 million $238,500 has already gone out the door in New South Wales in response to some 518,399 claims.
But economist Gareth Aird believes the disaster payments are not fit for purpose.
The support payments to me look like they're very binary. In other words, if you're in a lockdown, the support payments will go through to businesses, but as soon as the lockdown's over, they will stop. That's one of the reasons why JobKeeper was so successful, is that a wage subsidy was paid for 6 months, and that enabled businesses to reopen and still get assistance from the government. So I think the risk is that the longer we're in lockdown, the more when we come out of it, you're not going to get a snap straight away back to the level we were. It'll be more gradual. And in that case, businesses might need some assistance through that process.
The economy may actually already be in recession. That will all but be confirmed if the economy contracted in the June quarter. We'll know that later this year. Economists say there's a 25% chance of this. But there will inevitably be business casualties regardless. Jackie Bonner does marketing for various theatre productions and festivals across the country. She's eligible for disaster payments, but financial relief for her has been hampered by websites crashing and hours spent on the phone trying to get help.
Unfortunately, you know, overheads don't stop while the state governments or the federal governments decide when they're going to release payments. Even though we have to submit grants and get letters from accountants and do whatever, it may well take still weeks and weeks for the money to actually hit the bank account.
Are you going to make it to the end of the year?
I don't know. I've had my business for 21 years. And it's been very difficult last 2 years, to say the least. It may well be time for me to pivot on out. I'm just assessing everything at the moment.
Communications consultant Jackie Bonner with our business reporter David Taylor.